Radhanga Kandar Ako Hitamaniya Vishesha Shobha
Oh, ಯಶೋಮತಿ ನಂದನ ವ್ರಜಭರನಾಗರ ಯಶೋಮತಿ ನಂದನ ವ್ರಜಭರನಾಗರ ಗೋಕುಲರಂಜನ ಕಾನ ಗೋಕುಲರಂಜನ ಕಾನ ಗೋಪಿ ಪರನ ಧನ ಮದನ ಮನೋಹರ ಗೋಪಿ ಪರನ ಧನ ಮದನ ಮನೋಹರ ಕಾಲಿಯ ದಮನ ವಿಧಾನ ಕಾಲಿಯ ದಮನ ವಿಧಾನ ಅಮಲ ಹರಿನ ಅಮಿಯ ವಿಲಾಸ ಅಮಲ ಹರಿನ ಅಮಿಯ ವಿಲಾಸ ವಿಪಿನ ಪುರಂದರ ನವಿನ ನಗರ ಬೋರ ವಿಪಿನ ಪುರಂದರ ನವಿನ ನಗರ ಬೋರ ಬಂಶಿ ಬದನ ಸುವಾಸ ಬಂಶಿ ಬದನ ಸುವಾಸ ಯಶೋಮತಿ ನಂದನ ವ್ರಜಭರನಾಗರ ಯಶೋಮತಿ ನಂದನ ವ್ರಜಭರನಾಗರ ಜನ ಪಾಲನ ಅಸುರಕುಲ ನಾಶನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ಪಾಲನ ಸುರಕುಲ ನಾಶನ ನಂದ ಗೋದನ ರಖವಾಲ ನಂದ ಗೋದನ ರಖವಾಲ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾಧವ ನವನಿತ ತಸ್ಕರ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾಧವ ನವನಿತ ತಸ್ಕರ ಸುಂದರ ನಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಸುಂದರ ನಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಯಶೋಮತಿ ನಂದನ ವ್ರಜಭರನಾಗರ ಯಶೋಮತಿ ನಂದನ ವ್ರಜಭರನಾಗರ ತಟಚರ ಗೋಪಿ ಬಸನ ಹರ ಜಮುನಾ ತಟಚರ ಗೋಪಿ ಬಸನ ಹರ ರಾಸ ರಸಿಕ ಕೃಪಾ ಮಾಯ ರಾಸ ರಸಿಕ ಕೃಪಾ ಮಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ನಟವರ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ನಟವರ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದಾಶ್ರಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದಾಶ್ರಯ ಯಶೋಮತಿ ನಂದ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜಬರ ನಾಗರ ಗೋಕುಲರಂಜನ ಕಾನ ಅಮಲ ಹರಿನ ಅಮಿಯ ವಿಲಾಸ ವಿಪಿನ ಪುರಂದರ ನವಿನ ನಗರ ಭೋರ ಬಂಸಿ ಬದನ ಸುಭಾಸ ಯಶೋಮತಿ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜವರ ನಾಗರ ಯಶೋಮತಿ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜವರ ನಾಗರ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
Hello, Houston! Hare Krishna! Thank you for tuning in to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. This program is brought to you by Hare Krishna Dham ISKCON Houston. We are your hosts, Radha. We would like to remind all of our listeners that you can also listen to this program live at tunein.com or download the TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM.
So the topic for the program today is Mother's Day. But first, let's chant some verses from the Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Chapter 12, Text 1. Chapter entitled Devotional Service. Arjuna uvacha evam satata yuktaye bhaktastvam paryupasate ye chapyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittamah.
considered to be more perfect, those who are properly engaged in a devotional service, or those who worship the impersonal Brahma, the unmanifested.
Text 2. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Veshyamano Yema Nitya Yukta Upasate Shraddhaya Parayo Petas Teme Yukta Tamamata.
The Blessed Lord said, "He whose mind is fixed on my personal form, always engaged in worshipping me with great and transcendental faith, is considered by me to be most perfect."
Text 3 and 4. Ye tvaksharamanir desham avyaktam paryupasate sarvatragam achintyam cha kutastham achalam dhruvam sanniyam Yendriya Gramam Sarvatra Samabuddhaya Te Prapnuvanti Mameva Sarvabhuta Hiterata.
But those who fully worship the unmanifested, that which lies beyond the perception of the senses, the all-pervading, inconceivable, fixed and immovable, the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, by controlling the various senses and being equally disposed to everyone, such persons, engaged in the welfare of all, at last achieve me.
Text 5. Klesho dhikataraste avyakta sak Chetasa Avyaktahi Gatir Dukham Dehavad Bhiravapyate.
For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied.
Ye tu sarvani karmani mayi sanyasya matpara ananyena eva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate teshamaham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagara Bhavami Nachirat Partha Maya Veshita Chetasam.
For one who worships me, giving up all his activities unto me, and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service, and always meditating upon me, who has fixed his mind upon me, O son of Pritha, for him I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death.
Mayi eva mana dvastva mayi buddhim niveshaya nivashisyasi mayi eva ata urdhvam na samshaya.
Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus, you will live in me always, without a doubt.
Atha chittam samadhatum nasaknoshi mayi sthiram abhyasa yogena tato mam ichhaptum dhananjaya.
My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulated principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, you will develop a desire to attain to me.
Text 10. Abhyase piya samarthosi mat karma paramo bhava madartham api karmani kurvan siddhim avapsyasi.
If you cannot practice the regulations of Bhakti Yoga, then just try to work for me, because by working for me, you will come to the perfect stage.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Why we celebrate Mother's Day?
Because she's my mom?
Obviously, Vasu, but what is the significance of it?
Well, I guess it's just to tell her how much you think to your mom.
Yeah, that's right. And yes, I know how mothers can be very stubborn and persistent when it comes to their children, right?
Yes.
But remember, she's the one who will love you unconditionally. That's the nature of mother's love. That's the nature of mother's compassion. In fact, it is said that mother's love is so extensive that even for a moment, a mother's love is more than a father's love for his child. I don't know if all the dads would believe that, but it's true. Is that right?
Yeah, I do believe that, because a mother has carried her child in her womb for 9 months, and those 9 months are said to be so precious and memorable, although the baby isn't born yet. And this may be a little hard to believe, but a mother's bond with her baby while she's carrying it.
Exactly. Now, I have a question. This is a very unusual question, so I'm expecting an unusual answer. All right, and so are all our listeners. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. How many mothers does every living being have?
What do you mean? A person can only have one mother.
Okay, okay. What about you, Radha? Do you know?
I'm going to have to go with Vasudev's answer.
That's okay. That's okay. I knew it was an unusual question. But did you know that in the Vedas, it is said that a human being has seven mothers?
Seven?
Yeah.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Well, you want to hear what the seven mothers of a human being are?
Sure.
All right. Then I'll give you the first guess. Who is the first mother?
Your own.
Exactly. There you go. The first mother is the one to whom we are born. But, and that mother is very much compassionate, but there are many other mothers. It is said, there is a verse which says, Adau Mata Guru Patni Brahmani Rajapatnika Dhenu Bhatri Mithri. These are the seven mothers. Did you get it now?
Yeah.
So, really? What?
I don't
know. Who is Guru Patni? Who is Brahmani? Who is Rajapatnika? Who is Dhenu, Dhatri, and Prithvi?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to answer.
Alright, so I'll try one more time. Okay? Let's see if you get it now. The first mother is the mother to whom we are born. The second mother is Guru Patni, which is considered to be the wife of the spiritual master.
The
wife of the guru, wife of the spiritual teacher. Because the spiritual teacher gives us spiritual knowledge, he is naturally our father. The wife of the spiritual teacher is considered to be our mother. The next one is Brahmani, which means the wife of a Brahmana. You know who is a Brahmana?
He's a person who goes on.
Alright, time up. Radha? Do you know who's a Brahmana?
A Brahmana? Mm-hmm. Or a Brahmani?
Well, Brahmani is the wife of a Brahmana. So who's a Brahmana? Let me make it easy here. Brahmana is the person who aspires or Brahman or the absolute truth, who is a seeker of the absolute truth, and he dedicates his life for the absolute truth. It says, Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana, one who is aspiring for seeking the absolute truth is a Brahmana. So Brahmani is the wife of a Brahmana, one who teaches about absolute truth and practices absolute truth. So that's the third mother. The fourth mother, it says, is Rajapatnika.
Oh, wife of a king.
There you go. Good job.
Beat me to it.
You're learning fast. What was that?
He beat me to it.
Yeah. Rajapatnika is the wife of the king. The fifth, let's see if you can guess this one. Dhenu.
Oh, the cow.
The cow.
Wow, it's like a rapid fire round here. Dhenu is the cow. Why is cow the mother?
Because she gives milk for humans on Earth, like except vegans, but yeah.
Well, she gives milk to the vegans too. They choose not to accept it, but... she gives milk nevertheless, and therefore she's Dhenu. Therefore she's a mother. She's the cow. It's quite obvious, isn't it?
Yeah. Like Dhenu Kasura, like that, he was a demon, but he was a bull.
Exactly.
Dhenu.
Yep. There you go. You got it.
But
it's not so obvious to some people. But in the scriptures, in the Vedas, it explains Dhenu is... is a mother. Cow is our mother. The sixth one is Dhatri. Dhatri means, any guesses?
A doctor?
Well, Dhatri, yeah, you could say it's the nurse.
Oh.
Dhatri means the nurse. The nurse, you know, helps us, nurses us, nurtures us, and therefore it comes from nurture comes nurse, right? So she is considered to be our mother. So in the Vedas, it actually says we should be grateful to so many of our mothers, not just one mother, and not just on Mother's Day. Do you say thanks to your mother only on Mother's Day?
No.
Or every day?
Every single day.
Well, all right, I'll ask your mother where you do that.
Well, if I'm upset with my mom, then I don't say thank you. I say.
But we should thank our mother, all of our mothers, every day. Yeah. That's the Vedic teaching. That's the moral teaching. And the seventh mother is.
You said Prithvi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Prithvi means.
I don't know.
Prithvi means the earth.
Oh.
Earth,
oh.
Earth mother, is our mother. Mother Earth, right?
Yeah, because she lets us stand on her and we do so many sins, but she burdens us.
She carries our burdens.
Yes.
Right. And she gives us so much food stuff to eat.
Yeah.
Right? Vegetables and. Grains and everything, the fruits, everything comes from Mother Earth. And so therefore, she's our natural mother. So we should take care of our mother, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Recycle.
That's why the Vedas talk all about how to conserve our environment, how to save our environment as a culture. Krishna consciousness or Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism helps us in... in being grateful and taking care of our mother. So would you take care of your mothers?
Yes
regardless of anything.
All right, very nice. You're a beacon to the next generation, guys. All right, so it's time for another kirtan. Thank you, listeners, for listening about the different mothers that we have. When we come back, we'll talk about our original mother. And that's a surprise for now. But when we get back, we'll actually hear about our one of our original mothers, the mother of the soul. And I dare not say more than that. Let's keep it a surprise till we get back after this wonderful kirtan, Meera's song.
बाके बिहारी जी मारो प्रणाम मोर मुकुट माथा तिलक विराजा मोर मुकुट माथा तिलक विराजा कुंडल हलता का
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Namaste, Hare Krishna, welcome back. You're listening to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. And we are talking about Mother's Day today. Before we took this break, we were actually discussing about the seven mothers that we have, according to the Vedas. And we also discussed there is one original mother that we have. And we are very happy to have in our studio Shri Govinda Das. He is from San Jose, Silicon Valley, and he's an engineer in Intel. He works in Intel. At the same time, he runs a Bhakti Yoga Club in, hold on to your seats, at the Stanford University. A Bhakti Yoga Club at the Stanford University. So we are really excited that he's here with us, and we'd like to ask him a few questions, pick his brains on how he actually conducts this Bhakti Yoga Club at Stanford University. But before that, Shri Govind, can you please tell us the significance of who is our original mother?
Hare Krishna. I am very happy to be part of the studio here, and thank you for giving the opportunity to speak here. And about the original mother, so you mentioned about Srimati Radharani, and I was just thinking about Bhagavad Gita verse where Krishna tells that mame vamsho jeev loke jeev bhuta sanatana, that the living entities are his part and parcel. So as we the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Similarly, whatever bhakti we have, whatever devotion we have, is actually originally coming from his internal potency, Srimati Radharani. And she is the original mother of living entities. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that the Lord is only one. He is one, but he manifests as two. One is feminine potency and one is masculine potency.
Oh, so you mean male God and female God?
Correct.
That's a unique thing, because we've always heard in most religions that God is a male.
Yeah.
And here it's a concept that he's not just a male, he's also a female.
Yes, he has both potencies and he manifests as two for the sake of pastimes. And that feminine potency is called haladini potency, or pleasure giving potency. It is a nourishing potency for those who want to cultivate devotion to the Supreme Lord.
All right.
And Krishna also tells pitamasya jagto mata dhata pitamaha jagat pavitra omkama rig sham yajurevche. Means Krishna is the mother, father and grandfather, all living entities. So that the motherly potency, nourishing potency, is coming from the Radharani. Yeah.
And Radharani is basically the feminine potency of Krishna?
Correct.
Okay.
And so it is mentioned like Radharani's internal potency, she is the Antaranga Sakti, and there is a Bahiranga Sakti, that is Durga Devi, is the same energy, but it manifests into two different ways. For those who want to go near to the Lord and those who want to turn their face away from the Lord. So those who want to forget the Lord or turn their face away from the Lord, the same potency manifests as Durga. And you have seen Durga in the pictures or calendar. How does it look?
She looks kind of scary.
And she sitting
on a tiger.
Sitting on a tiger or lion. And what does it she has in the hand?
She has a trident.
So this trident represents something. So there are three kleshas, adhibhautik, adhyatmik, adhidevi kleshas. These are the miseries due to one's own body and mind, miseries due to natural forces, air, water, or miseries due to other living entities. So in the material world, living entities go through these kleshas, and which is afflicted by Durga Devi. And Durga means like it's a fort that cannot be crossed over. So Durga has a task on behalf of the Lord to kind of give opportunity to living entity to fulfill their desire and eventually get purified and come to the conclusion that they can be most happy and naturally situated when they surrender unto Lord. And once they surrender, they come under the care of Radharani.
So Durga is basically Maya.
Yes.
Okay.
So Maya potency and Radharani. So what is Maya means? Ma and Ya. Ya means that, Ma means not, means which is not.
So I have a question here. How can we connect to our original mother, as you said, to Srimati Radharani? How can we connect it? Because we are not able to perceive her as our mother in our daily life. How can we actually connect with her?
Yeah, that's a very nice question. And what I have learned from my spiritual master and the scripture is that the best way to connect to our mother and the father in this age of Kali Yuga is to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the Hare in this Maha Mantra represents the internal potency. Like sometimes if a mother, father is there and kids are there and kids make any mistake, so the father may give them punishment or sometimes get angry. So they know the easy way to go to father. They go through the mother. First they take shelter of the mother. And the mother knows how to connect to father, when to connect to father, and in what ways. She knows all the ins and outs.
That is so true.
Correct. So when we go to mother Radharani, or represented by Hara, so we always say Sita Ram or Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. We never say Ram Sita or Narayan Lakshmi or Krishna Radha. We always go through the mother and go to the father. So in this Hare Krishna, Hare represents Radharani, is like Hara, and vocative become Hare, and Krishna represent the Supreme Lord.
That's nice.
So tell us, you're talking such interesting stuff. Tell us more about your Bhakti Yoga Club at the Stanford University. How did you, what is the response you're getting, and what are the activities that you do with the students there?
Yeah, so it's very interesting to work with the students in Stanford University, and we have a team of families and few singles who are working in Bay Area. And who help, we basically together do different programs. Stanford campus is one of the best campus, and it has diverse community from different countries. The students are there, and we do cooking class where we teach some recipes of healthy eating. And along with the cooking classes, we also tell the concept of gratitude, like how we should be grateful for what we are eating, because these ingredients are coming from the Supreme Lord. When we eat, so much things goes into eating. Right. To get a plate of food, so many things has happened. Like somebody has put the seed into the land, and there was sunlight, there was rains, and it was harvested, it was processed, and somebody has cooked it, somebody has bought it. So just by thinking about how the plate has come about, this developing gratitude. It says that those who have grateful are grateful, are full of greatness. And if they are not grateful, they are great fool. So bhakti means being grateful. And so we did discuss the concept of conscious cooking, means when we cook, our consciousness very much affects the quality of food we eat. So if it's cooked with love and devotion, it is nourishing for us. And when it's cooked with anger or greed, it's actually, it pulls the consciousness down. So a few things like that we discuss. And then we do kirtans and just, and our cooking class become eating class for everyone.
Well, that's pretty interesting that you focus on gratitude, because that's what we are focusing on today. That's what Mother's Day is all about, is gratitude for the service that Mother provides, and you're teaching the students gratitude. And what is the demographic of the students that you get? Do you get mostly Hindu students, or what is the kind of students you...
So we actually we get a mixed crowd, and it's like a lot of Westerns, like Americans, European, Australians, and Americans come there. I've seen like many of the Indian students come towards the end when the cooking recipe is done and the eating start, but they like to participate in kirtans. But we get about 40 to 50 students in a week, and it's different kind of groups of students. Yeah.
So this Bhakti Yoga program, do you hold it anywhere else?
There are multiple Bhakti Yoga clubs in different universities I've seen. Is doing it, like Texas A&M, there is one Bhakti Yoga club. Similarly, there are more universities where different devotees are doing. But for Stanford, we are doing, and then Silicon Valley, there is one, San Jose State University. There also we run a few programs like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Are there any like bhakti yoga programs for children?
Yes, there are bhakti yoga programs for kids, especially in our temple in Mountain View. There's the ISKCON of Silicon Valley, so they have bought a place where there are Sunday school happening every week, and they teach Sanskrit and vocal classes and many other things. They're going on for the kids. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that's Sri Govinda Prabhu from Silicon Valley. He is from San Jose. And thank you so much for sharing your enlightened words about Srimati Radharani, about our original mother, and this wonderful thing that you're doing in the universities there, in Bhakti Yoga Club. So if any of you plan to... any of the listeners out there plan to attend Stanford, please contact us. We can give you the contact details of Sri Govinda, who can then, you know, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time there at the Bhakti Yoga Club, learning many new things, including cooking, conscious cooking. and of course, as he said, at the end of it, everyone enjoys a wonderful meal together. That's all it's all about. It's about sharing a piece of meal together, and sharing our lives together over dinner. Break some bread together. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. Our ace radio jockey, Vasavi Chenna, has a special announcement and invitation for you to today's Sunday feast program at the temple.
So at 7 o'clock?
5:30 actually.
Oh, okay, at 5:30 to 6 o'clock. No. To 6 o'clock to please join us for a Sunday festival every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. The founder acharyas of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, or ISKCON, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, started the Sunday Love Feast Festival back in the year 1966. Since then, this weekly Sunday Love Feast Festival is celebrated in all the ISKCON temples around the world. The Hare Krishna Dham, ISKCON Houston, extends a warm and hearty welcome to you, your family, and friends. Please join us at our temple with your family and friends. Enjoy the atmosphere and the association of people interested with genuine spirituality and a meaningful life. Chant and dance with us. Hear what Lord Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita and ask questions about the philosophy and the devotional lifestyle. And taste the delicious vegetarian feast.
And also, during the lecture that is being given in the temple, we also have a special program for children ages 3 to 16, I believe. And this program is called Sunday School. And while you guys are listening to the lecture, your children can go upstairs, and there your children will learn all about, you know, God and how to worship Him and different festivals. And it's actually really, really, really fun. Me and my brother Vasavi, we both attend it every Sunday. It starts at 6 and it ends at 7.
And before we end today, folks, we have a special announcement that next Sunday, mark your calendars for next Sunday, May 17th, we are having the first anniversary of the installation of our deities, Sri Sri Radha Giridhari. If you come to our temple, you'll see that we have several deities, several Radha Krishna deities, our main deities on the altar are Sri Sri Radha Nila Madhava. And we have another small set of deities of Radha and Krishna, and they're named as Sri Sri Radha Giridhari. And last year, as you all know, we had the grand opening of our new temple, of the new Hare Krishna temple. And on the same day, we had installed the Sri Sri Radha Giridhari deities. So we are celebrating the first anniversary of their installation and welcoming them with fun and fair. So all of you are invited to take the blessings of their lordship, Sri Sri Radha Giridhari, next Sunday, May 17th at 5:30 p.m. And with that, we end today's program, and we leave you with the wonderful kirtan by the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the famous Hare Krishna Dhun.